Dick Weiss, media critic, longtime editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He now runs WeissWrite.com. He's also a contributing person, contributing editor to STLBeacon.org. Dick, good morning this morning.
Good morning. Talking to you from Florida.
Yes. Time Magazine names 10 newspapers likely to go out of business. That's the bad news. The good news is that the Post-Dispatch is not one of the 10.
Not among them. Actually, it's go out of business or go online only. And the Post-Dispatch is not listed among them. The New York Daily News is on that list. The Miami Herald, the Detroit News, the Boston Globe, San Francisco Chronicle, and the Cleveland Plain Dealer, notable because the publisher there is Terry Egger, who was a publisher at the Post-Dispatch. But the Post-Dispatch not listed among that group. I would predict that the Post-Dispatch will not publish daily within the next couple of years. That would, but online only, I'm not sure about that.
What I don't understand is how do they, if they're online... businesses are not making money now. How are they going to make enough money if that's their sole revenue source?
That's an excellent question. And nobody, none of the authoritative financial gurus who have been looking at the newspaper industry really have been able to paint a scenario where they can make a lot of money. What they will have to do is have much smaller newsrooms and cut their costs to the bone. And perhaps charge for some premium sites. For instance, if the Post-Dispatch were to start charging, they would probably take a lot of their sports and ask people to pay because that is a hot ticket. A lot of people want to read Bernie and Jeff Gordon, and maybe they would even ramp up and give you even more than they already are. So it would be worth paying for. But it's a difficult scenario at the moment. Now, Lee just announced last week that they plan to reduce their costs by more than $100 million below 2008 levels. That's a 12 or 13% cut. Now, I don't know what that means in terms, and they aren't saying whether that means they're going to have to cut staff, they're going to cut travel, they're going to cut salaries, they're going to cut content. We don't know, but 12 to 13% is quite a lot, so... You can look for some changes coming up.
Well, if you were perusing your Sunday edition of the newspaper, they had a big article or a big story about how, starting next week, the newspaper is going to change.
Yeah. I think they're reducing. I didn't see that story, but I know they're reducing the size of the paper. Isn't that correct?
From what I understand, it's not going to be as wide of a newspaper.
Yeah.
Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, it's going to be, I guess you could sell it on the basis to be a lot more portable and handy, one way of looking at it. But that's, newsprint is a commodity, and it's an expensive one, and that's one area where you can cut costs. A lot of papers have been made smaller. The Wall Street Journal, one notable one. I think the USA Today also has shrunk, so it's getting smaller. And one way that you can, perhaps save some money without having too much impact on the consumer.
I
heard a report that one of my colleagues, a former colleague from Post-Dispatch, says the new design looks a little spiffier than what we have today. So
a little spiffier. Well, that's important.
Yeah.
What I wish they would go to, and I didn't quite understand this yesterday when they were explaining it in the newspaper, but... they said that Saturday newspaper, it's all going to look like Saturday's newspaper, which is more of the tabloid type newspaper. But then they showed a picture of the different sections in today's newspaper. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but I wish they would go to that Saturday newspaper 7 days a week.
Well, when they went to the Saturday paper, and I guess, it's been nearly 10 years since they did that. It was an immediate success. Many of the older readers did not like it, but they over the Saturday paper that they had before, it quickly became the second largest circulation of the week after Sunday, And it's always been pretty popular. So they're obviously taking a page from that success and moving more in that direction. But what is you saw the article. Does that mean that all the other days of the week are going to be a tab, or is it just the look is going to be a little bit more modular?
I couldn't. I read the story three or four times and still had a hard time trying to understand exactly what they were trying to tell us. And then in today's newspaper, I think it's above the fold, above the masthead, or the head. They've got like, hey, coming soon, this is how the paper's going to look, and it looked like it had sections. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, one of the downsides with the Saturday paper was that it was hard to pull out sections. I think they address that pretty well. I think you can pull the sports out pretty easily now, and I think the comics. It'll be interesting. I bet they get a little bump in sales in the early going just for people who are going to try it out and see if they like it better.
Yeah. What do you make of this whole Jim Cramer, Jon Stewart media brouhaha?
Well, you know, several weeks ago you asked me about sports coverage, and I said that people take sports too seriously.
Yes.
And what I'm just on the flip side on business. Business coverage is not taken seriously enough. And the folks at CNBC and some of these other business channels play business coverage a lot like sports and entertainment. And Jim Cramer is one of the more entertaining people on the air. He's the guy, for those listeners who aren't don't watch CNBC, and the ratings are not as terrific as, say, for CNN or, of course, the broadcast. He's the guy who shouts and goes over the top quite a bit. Very entertaining, but his credibility has sunk with the market. He was touting Bear Stearns about a week before they kind of went belly up. And Jon Stewart called him on it.
Right.
And they got into a back and forth. And finally, Jon had him on the show. And Jim did not really stand up very well to the questioning from Jon. And I just think that these guys on these stations really what makes them makes it work for them is that they sound authoritative,
right?
But they really aren't. They don't bring much to the table in terms of the reporting. And there are some good reporters on CNBC, and they've done some good work. But in general, the business reporting has let the American people down. And you wonder, as newsrooms shrink, it's not going to get any better.
Yeah. It's
worrisome.
Listen to this news. Do you remember Ron, the guy named Ron Insana? He used to be on CNBC. He was on channel MSNBC every once in a while. He was on the Today Show. Remember him?
Uh-huh.
Well, he left the business to manage a hedge fund. Well, it's announced today that he wasn't a very good manager of the hedge fund. The hedge fund lost all sorts of money. So what is he going to do? He's going to go back to CNBC as a market analyst.
Oh, an analyst. Okay. Well, you want to be sure to get his ratings. I think they should go back to the chimps throwing darts at the stock page.
He could be Lee Corso's, financial mirror. Hey, Dick Weiss, what's the best story we've never read?
There's a terrific piece in the Kansas City Star, very poignant. It's a scary situation, whether in the job market now, whether you have a job and, hoping to hold on to it, or whether you've lost one or hoping to get one. And Eric Adler, the Kansas City Star, a feature writer, followed a guy around for a month as he looked for a job. He was the vice president for a solid company in Lenexa, Kansas, lost his job, and he starts his day off at the Prince of Peace Catholic Church in Olathe, praying that he's going to be able to find a job. And he's been out, as of the writing of this story, 177 days looking for a job. And Eric follows him around. It's quite a sad and poignant story. I suppose if you're out of a job, it'll make you feel better if you like company. And if you were holding on to a job, it'll scare you to death.
Wow. And that's we can find that at weissright.com?
Right. You can find the link at weissright.com, Eric Adler, the Kansas City Star.
You got it. Dick, have a good trip, and we'll see you next week back in studio.
Yes, I will be there.
Dick Weiss, media critic extraordinaire. By the way, go to KTRS.com for the full podcast of that last interview.